Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the holiday spirit and sights are aglow at the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens. Executive Director Ralph Calhoun joins me for more about this year's events going on at Biedenhorn. Ralph, good to see you.
Good to be here.
Well, first, there are extended hours for the holiday season at Biedenhorn. Tell us about that.
Well, for years, we've been putting lights out in the garden, and then we close at 5. So if you're unable to come on one of the weekends when we're open, we kind of thought that was a waste of our time.
Kind of that awe factor.
Yeah. So, it gets dark right at 5, and we thought, let's stay open until 6. And people have been coming out to see the lights in the garden. The house is decorated, of course, by the Monroe Garden Study League.
Yeah.
And it's a good time.
Yeah, the Garden Study League, the group there, really just beautiful decorations all across the...
They have... it's funny. Every year you say, this is the best. This may actually be the best. It's absolutely gorgeous this year. We've got 14 trees on the fountain room. So when you
wow.
walk into the fountain room, you think you're still outside. It's rather incredible.
The work that they do, have they taken on a theme this year? What can you tell us about some of the trees?
It's funny. The theme this year is Oh Christmas Tree. And really, we, over the past few years, had gotten very complex with some of the decorations and things. And I think this year they wanted to simplify a little bit. So we've really focused on Christmas trees. And it's... like I say, it's absolutely gorgeous, and you do get a different take. We've got one room where the Christmas tree is decorated with Coca-Cola cans, so you kind of have to, when you see it, it works very well. Just describing it, you're kind of like, okay, not sure, but when you see it, it works beautifully.
Well, in addition to all the decorations, there is plenty of live entertainment. Of course, Christmas evenings at the Biedenhorn. Coralie White kicks things off coming up Thursday, correct?
That's right. Yeah. We're there from 5 to 8 this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have a number of different entertainers. And Coralie, she always picks that 5 o'clock time on Thursday. And it was real funny this year. We hadn't really gotten in touch with each other. And she finally called me and said she had heard that she was playing, but we hadn't actually gotten with each other. But we figured she'd be there. And so she'll come out. We've got a lot of old friends. Rick Soller will be out on Friday evening at 6. And John Baccarini, Naomi Cordell, 5 o'clock on Saturday. And then we've got a group at 6 o'clock on Saturday, the Olson Strings. They're three sisters out of Ruston. I have not heard them live yet. I've heard them on YouTube. There's some things there. But we're really looking forward to hopefully them becoming new friends.
Yeah, and, first time they'll be playing.
It'd be the first time for us, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, all of this going on, the music, the sights, and of course, there is one jolly elf in red that will be
showing. That's right. For a number of years, we've had Santa Claus. He loves Coca-Cola. He comes to the Coke Museum, sits out by the Model T delivery truck that we have. And we've added, a really neat extra this year. We've got two photographers that are coming in. They will take pictures of you and your family with Santa and Mrs. Santa. And you can go online probably Monday, Tuesday next week and pick those pictures up for free. So this is a free deal. We have no idea what this is going to be. I told one of the ladies that's taking pictures, we may be here all night long because it's free. So
yeah.
I think that's a pretty cool deal.
Just the backdrop and the setting is just something, just making great memories. And Ralph, share on that about some of the traditions when it gets to the holiday time of year with Biedenhorn and the community, some of the traditions, some of the things you look forward to each year.
Really, it's a time for us to share beauty. One of the things I've talked about with a couple of my staff members who knew Emmy Lou, who started the museum, is that she loved Christmas. And I think it's important for any organization, museum or any charity, to be able to focus back on their founder, back on their mission, and realize that what you're doing lines up very well with the intentions of the person that started that. I think Emmy Lou could come out on any of our Christmas evenings, hear the music, see the decorations, and she'd be thrilled. I never knew her, from what I know of her, I think she would really enjoy this.
Yeah, we've talked about the decorations, the music, and of course the photo ops with Santa coming up on Saturday. Any other surprises, any other holiday offerings coming up before we get close to Christmas Day?
Well, I think our museum store is wonderful, but we'd love to have people come in. They're great gifts, a lot of local items.
And very unique items.
Very unique, yeah. And, you know, there's Coca-Cola stuff. There are things there that relate to the garden, things that relate to the Bible Museum, and a lot of handmade art, which we're in one of these cultural zones where if it's handmade art by Louisiana artists, we can sell it tax-free. So it's a little bit cheaper that way for folks.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. I mean, it really is. It's nice to work at a place where you may be stressed out a little bit, but you can walk down to the garden, or you can at this time of year, you can walk through the house and just see these beautiful Christmas decorations. And we like to share that with everybody.
Yeah. Always look forward to the work that you do. And we were talking just a moment ago about looking ahead, director's tour, some thoughts and topics.
Yeah. Most of my director's talks that I give are gardening, but I've got a Coke talk coming up next year, and I've got one on stories of Bibles, not Bible stories, but stories of the people who printed and translated and brought Bibles to us.
Yeah. Lots of great things happening at Elsong Gardens, the Biedenhorn Museum, the Koch Museum, all taking place during the holiday season. Ralph, if someone would like to find out more, how could you do so? And again, those extended hours.
Right. It's bmuseum.org, and that'll give you the full schedule of performers this weekend. And we're open until 6 o'clock on up till Christmas.
Yeah. 14 trees to see in the fountain room.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a sight. Ralph Calhoun is Executive Director with the Biedenhorn Gardens and Museum. Ralph, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lagniappe on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.